This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to another Wednesday with Vic and Em.
It's Vic and Em's Radio Gems.
Emily, no.
Come on, it's a comedy show.
All right, fine.
It's Vic and Em's Radio Gems. You're listening to Joy 94.9. It is Vic and Em. Vic, I'm so excited.
I know. This is a really great, really great show we've got planned, Emily.
We have such a huge show planned for you this evening. We will be chatting to the wonderful Miss Pat, who is an American comedian who was going to make her way out to Australia for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yes. That's not happening, but this is still an amazing chat, so we couldn't not put it to air.
We couldn't resist. Absolutely. So, yeah, you may hear in the interview that she'll talk about her comedy festival show. And look, it didn't go ahead, but she does have some fantastic content online. Head over to her socials, her website, etc. Mm-hmm. We'll be having those chats with Miss Pat in about, 10 minutes. Vic, we'll see how we feel.
Yeah, let's see how we go.
But until then, Vic, we've been doing the Tuesday breakfast show here on Joy 94.9 for the last couple of weeks.
So much fun.
So very much fun. And we kind of kept everyone informed about what was going on in our lives and how we've been, you know, navigating this isolation situation.
Yes.
And so if you have been tuning into that show, then you may have a little feel for what Vic and I have been up to. But we thought maybe we would introduce that into our regular 6:30 show as well. Sure. Because why not?
Why not?
Maybe give yourself a few ideas about what you can do in isolation as well.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
Although, good point indeed.
Do you want to – no, well, let's find out if you want to follow what I've been doing. Let's see.
Only time will tell.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah, you go first.
Well, look, I've had a lot of things going on. I know, crazy.
How is that even possible?
Well, last week it was my housemate's birthday.
Oh, how old are they? Is it important?
32.
Oh, okay. I've done that one. It was fine.
Well, I honestly think we made like a wonderful birthday because we weren't doing anything else. Like, we could really put our full time and energy into creating an amazing birthday for him.
Yeah, sure.
So my partner spent a whole day creating all of these cocktail syrups and all of these garnishes and stuff to make a bunch of different cocktails. They are a very good bartender. Yes, exactly. And on the Friday night last week, we created this at-home soiree.
Ooh, fancy.
Where my other housemate made a 4-course meal.
Oh, ha. Huh.
And
I should have got quarantined with you.
I honestly, yes. Like, we were really living it up. Like, we put a fireplace on the computer screen. We put a fireplace on the TV so that there was like full soiree vibes. Yes.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, played some records. Like, all we needed was, like a velvet robe probably.
Yeah, and maybe a few extra people just to like set it in.
Well, we created a Zoom meeting that we just kept open the whole night.
So everyone could just drop in when they wanted.
Correct. Like, if you had a bit of time before dinner, you could pop in for 5 minutes. Or if you had a bit of time after dinner, you could pop in for 10 minutes or whatever.
That is lovely.
So all of my housemates' friends popped in and out at a certain stage. So it was like you got to spend it with everyone.
That is super nice. I love that so much.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. Really fun.
A friend of ours got engaged just the other day. And I wasn't part of this Zoom call, but I saw some footage from it. But they announced to their friends over a Zoom call because they couldn't tell their friends in person. And so they all like got into this secret Zoom meeting. And she surprised them all with like her engagement and everything. It was very beautiful.
Aww,
yeah.
That's very sweet. I honestly think we've said this before and I'll say it again. I honestly think in some ways, isolation is making us way more thoughtful and more
connected with the people we want to be.
Yeah, definitely more connected. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, you'll happily spend time on a video call with a bunch of your mates because you can't see them any other way. And, like, it's just, it really, I really feel, me personally especially, feel way more connected to people than I ever have before.
Aww. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's sweet.
And I'm sorry, I cut you off before, but you said you were cooking a bunch.
Yes.
Please extrapolate on that.
So, on Sunday, I made a pork roast and I did all the vegetables. What? I did like special potatoes.
Oh, my God. Why am I not quarantined with you? This is not fair.
I also put on a slow cooker, like chili situation.
Actually, we have made chili in this house. So, that's been, we've
chili
done that.
Chili with some roast capsicum. Just amazing. I've really just been becoming a culinary genius this whole isolation.
So good. So good.
Oh, also, Vicky, yes. I literally have been doing so much. I also have started doing like different versions of dance classes from YouTube.
Great. That's extremely you.
Yes. I thought that it would be easier than it was. Let's just say it was like a little bit hilarious when I first started because I have no idea. I don't know. Like, I don't know how your hips are supposed to move.
You're
in
not
some
Shakira.
Directions.
You're not Shakira.
No, and my hips do certainly lie. But like, I was. It was really fun. It takes up a little bit of time in the day, and I don't know if I'm going a bit crazy or whether it was so fun that like when the instructor and her friends that were doing the video were like laughing and like high-fiving and stuff, I would like chuckle and like give myself a little clap.
Are you slowly losing your mind?
Perhaps. You never know.
Maybe
I don't know.
A little bit.
You're listening to Vic and Em on Joy 94.9. Vicky.
Yes.
We've been talking about what I've been doing in isolation. Yes. What have you been doing?
I mean, not much. I got sick last week, like not corona sick, but like I got like a food poisoning or a 24-hour stomach bug kind of thing, something like that.
Oh, no.
So that changed it up a little bit for a little bit, like got rid of some of the monotony, I guess.
Yeah,
that was very, very fun. Apart from that, I haven't been doing a lot. I've been watching a lot of TV. I'm starting to get back into reading.
Exciting.
Literally last Sunday, I downloaded a couple of books on my Kindle, which I have not used for a year, maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I used to read like a lot, and I'm finally going, okay, maybe I'll do that. I've been doing some art and stuff on my iPad, doing some drawings and lettering and all that sort of stuff. Like, I'm doing all the things that I like wanted to like do, but just never had the mental energy to do, which is nice.
Totally.
I'm not saying I have the mental energy now, but I've got more time on my hands, that's for sure. And I have taken a leaf out of your book, not quite yet, but I bought a puzzle, Emily Tresidder.
Whoa. What kind of puzzle did you buy?
Something from the NGV, one of the Coors puzzles. It looks like Snoopy.
Cute.
Yeah, and it's huge and just all colorful and everything, and it's going to make me really mad because, as I have discussed many times on air with you, puzzles frustrate me beyond anything else, but I figure I've got the time.
Absolutely.
It hasn't arrived yet. I had to order it from the Coors NGV shop, which is closed as of now. It was only open until the end of Easter weekend, but I bought that, so hopefully that will arrive soon, and I will throw it off the balcony when I can't do it.
Please don't. If you get so frustrated that you can't do it, please just like put it in an Uber to me or something.
Okay, all right, I'll do that.
I will do the puzzle. Okay. I love the puzzle.
Okay.
Speaking of things I love, you are on Joy 94.9. It is Vic and Em. We have a fantastic guest this week that I'm so excited to have chatted to.
This is such a great conversation.
Absolutely. So, so, so interesting. It's Miss Pat. She's from the US. She was meant to be coming out to Australia for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but alas, that has been cancelled. So, we thought we would highlight this chat anyway because she's such a funny individual and we had such a fun time chatting to her. So, I think we should definitely not waste this interview, and you should all you know, be able to experience what a wonderful comedian Miss Pat is.
She's so good.
So do stay tuned for that. Miss Pat with Vic and Em on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's best radio station.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Vic and Em. Vicky Hanlon, hello.
Hello, Emily Tressida.
I am so excited. We have a really extra special guest this week. For 13 years, our guest has been crushing the comedy world. She's an author, podcast extraordinaire, and incredibly hilarious comedian. We have Miss Pat.
Hello.
Hello.
So exciting to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you for having me from the other side of the world.
I know. It's very crazy to think about. Now, speaking of being on the other side of the world, I believe you've never been to Australia for a show before, right?
I've never been to Australia for anything.
For anything. Perfect. This is perfect. So we were just wondering what you're most excited about for your visit to Australia.
Can a Crocodile Dundee guy pick me up?
I reckon we could try and arrange that. I think we could make it work.
We should definitely try and arrange that. That's amazing.
I love that.
That's all I know about Australia. The dude in the tight jean with the sexy accent.
I love that. Okay, so that's what you're most excited for.
I was going to say, what are you most terrified about Australia?
Spiders.
Oh yeah, no, 100% agree. I am with you on that.
We
spiders wear titty shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, if you're in the CBDs, you should be okay with spiders.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
And also,
you say too bad.
But also, if the guy from Crocodile Dundee picks you up from the airport, then hopefully he can be the one that saves you from the spiders.
That's true.
Okay, great. Yeah, come save me.
Now, something we do, we get a lot of comedy guests on our show. We often like to find out how people got their start in comedy, like what brought them to comedy. Can you let us know how you got started?
Got started with a trip through. I went through the program here in the States called the Welfare to Work Program.
Right.
And I had a caseworker who thought I was really funny. And she just kept encouraging me. And I decided to get on stage. And once I realized, they didn't do criminal background checks, and I was like, "Oh,
that is helpful, actually." Yes,
that's amazing. Now, I don't know if it's the same in the States, but here in Australia, I'm a comedian myself. So here in Australia, a lot of people, especially to female comedians, women in comedy, we get told that it's really brave to do comedy. Do you have that same thing over in the States?
No, over here in the States, they say we're not funny.
Oh, they also yeah, we have that too. We definitely have that too.
But not me. I talk a lot about, you know, the way I grew up and what I've been through in life. So I don't care what people say. I'm just a very honest comic on mm-hmm. stage. When mm-hmm. I get through, you feel like you grew up with me or you going home with me.
That's amazing. You are definitely, I guess, for want of a better word or phrase, jack of all trades. You've written a book as well, your book, Rabbit, a memoir. Is the process of writing a book really, really different to how you approach stand-up?
Oh, yes, because I had a co-writer and I felt right.
Mm-hmm. How was it writing with someone new?
I had to do a lot of explaining because she's from Canada.
Right.
But she was here in the States. So it was a lot of references and stuff that the way I grew up she wasn't used to. But it was great. I mean, she listened, she really captured my voice, and it took us 2 years, and I think we cried together, we laughed together. And to this day, we still hang out together. We became friends.
That's so nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that too. Your memoir is also super personal, obviously. And a lot of your stand-up is really personal too. What does it feel like having your art forms be like so revealing to the world?
Well, it's fine with me. I would say this. One of the reasons why I'm so personal is because I've been through so much in my life, and to me that allowed people to, I tell people every night on stage, I say, when you can laugh at the bull crap you've been through in life, then you know you have control of it. And I told him, I said, that's why I can stand on stage and tell you I was shot in the titty in the back of the head.
I love that story so much.
Got hit by a truck.
The stories that you have are incredible, incredible stories. So yeah. I feel like it's actually such a blessing that people get to hear them.
Yeah, and I tell people, it's okay. It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. And I'm not ashamed of anything I've went through. I'm not looking for pity. What I do want everybody to do is realize you don't have to dwell over it. If you can't dwell over the past, you don't have control over it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Why don't you just move on?
That's so, so very true. Now, we've spoken about your book. You also, you really do
everything. You do everything. Yeah, you've got a podcast as well named Pat Down. We do comedy and podcasting as well, but we too like to find out what other people think, like the main differences and challenges between doing stand-up and doing podcasting, like, and also, which do you prefer?
Which one do I prefer?
Yeah.
I really don't feel like you should have to choose between your babies.
Stand-up.
Yeah, that's...
I like podcasting because you can sit down and I have a co-host, and, you know, we're not the same. Chris is a young white kid. Little privilege, and then you have my other co-hosts. Is, you know, all of us grew up different, and I think different, and I think we all bring something unique to the podcast. We don't do a lot of guests, so we talk about everything, you know, life in general. Like the next week podcast, I was literally ready to beat the dog crap out of Chris. Up here in America.
Amazing. Okay.
We get intense like that, and then we have a drink, and then, you know, I think we all want the same thing, but nobody know how to get there. So, I mean, that's what I like about it. But stand-up, I'm alone. It's just me. I have control of that. So I would have to say stand-up is my baby. I love doing stand-up because every day I come up with a bit at the house, whether it's the grandkids, the husband, or I remember something from my past. It's always something.
Do you have a specific place in your house where your bits come to you? I know for me, when I open my front door, as I'm opening my front door, that's when a bit will come to me. Do you have like a, do you do it in the shower, or like, is there a place in your house that's like really inspired?
Bits usually come to me from having conversation, and then I share a story and people are like, where do you get that from? I was like, oh, I never told you that story.
Amazing.
Dealing with the family on a regular basis. My kids is very funny. My daughter's on my podcast. Sometimes her name's Gariana. So she might say something that's really funny and that might spark something in my head. So they come all different types of ways for the comedy.
Yeah. That makes sense. I love that you're inspired by your daughter. How you have beautiful. Do you have three children? Is that right?
No, child. I got four kids and three grandkids.
Wow. So many.
Three grandkids. That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking of.
God.
That's a very full house.
Well, everybody don't live with me. Like, I have my oldest daughter. She's 33, and then I have 34, and I have a 33-year-old son.
Right.
Three kids. And I talk about everybody on stage. Like, my oldest daughter is gay. And my son. So I just take stories from each and every one of their lives.
How do they feel about that?
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
Oh, my daughter loved me giving her a gay shout out.
Yes.
I love that. That's very Joy 94.9. Yes, that's perfect.
Into that very much.
Yes. Honey. She'd be like, tell them I'm gay, mama. Tell them I'm gay.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. You've obviously had like a really vast varying career. Have you had a moment in your career that you were like, this is the best gig I've ever done?
Probably have. I can't remember. I don't know.
You just had so many good gigs.
They're all good.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not all good. But
well, that was going to be my question is, can you remember your worst gig ever?
Yes.
Yeah. You can always remember the bad ones.
When I first started, I was probably a couple months in, and we go out to this open mic in Atlanta, Georgia. And if they didn't like the comedian, they would throw Nerf balls at
you. Oh, my God.
And he hit me in the top of my forehead with that Nerf ball. And, girl, you're going to have to edit this out. But I was like, fuck these jokes. You hit me again, I'm going to choke you with that turtleneck on.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. was that like implemented by the venue?
Yeah.
Or did people just bring their own?
I run an open mic and I can't imagine ever making anyone do anything like that. That's horrendous.
Yeah, Atlanta is crazy. Atlanta is crazy. Yeah. As you come in the door for open mic, you get to get as many Nerf balls as you can hold.
No,
and if you
crazy.
Don't like the comedian, you can hit the comedian with the Nerf ball.
I am not okay with this in the slightest.
That's insane. Does that still happen? Do you know if that open mic still exists?
Oh, no, it doesn't happen like that. Then they went from throwing Nerf balls at you to another spot. They used to shake the keys, and if you didn't leave, everybody throw their keys, their car keys on stage at you.
Oh, God.
It does sound wild. Atlanta. All right, okay.
Oh. Sorry, I'm speechless. I just can't. Yeah, that is throwing me a bit. I really do not like it.
Well, I'm quite sure you've seen a comic that you would like to hit with a
football. Don't get me wrong.
That's so true.
As a room runner, I would love to do this sometimes, but I would not give that power to the public.
Okay. That's how I started.
So you're bringing your show, sorry.
No, go.
You're bringing your show to Melbourne in April.
Yes.
Correct. And
I'm looking forward.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're really excited to have you in Australia, and I promise we'll try and do our best to keep the spiders away from you.
Yeah, we will do our best.
Well, I'm going to hold you to it. I look forward to bringing it. I look forward to bringing the show to Australia. I have an accent, and you guys have an accent. I want to see how well I do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think in terms of accents, you'll be fine. If we can understand each other, then I'm sure we'll be able to understand you.
You'll be totally fine.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been this far across the world before. Just a little old girl from the inner city of Atlanta at the ghetto, and now I'm headed to Australia.
It's a dream come true. I love it. It's so
much. Yes, super exciting.
So good.
We can't wait to have you in Australia. We can't wait to hear all of your fantastic stories. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies, for having me.
And we'll see you in Australia really soon.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Amazing.
If you want any more information about Miss Pat's show, you can head to her website, and I'm so excited to go see the show. So thanks, Miss Pat.
Thank you, Miss Pat.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best radio station.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. That was Miss Pat, and you're listening to Vic and M. Emily Tresidder, that was such a good conversation, though she's not coming anymore.
Goodness, I had so much fun chatting to her. And it is actually disappointing. Delight. She's such a delight. It's so disappointing that we aren't going to get to see her show, but I'm sure she'll come back next year for Comedy Festival.
Yeah, and absolutely. She was so excited to come.
Yeah, exactly. And I really hope that she, you know, can live out all of her Australian dreams when she's here next time, because
she can meet a Crocodile Dundee man with skinny jeans.
Exactly. I hope she gets all of that and more. But you can certainly find so much of Miss Pat's material, her book, etc., online.
Her website is mspatcomedy.com. That's mspatcomedy.com. And then her Twitter and Instagram are comedienne Ms. Pat.
Great. So you can find her and all of her social media posting content, etc. And we will obviously be back next week with another amazing show. It's always a pleasure to be with you every Wednesday. And Vic, what a wonderful show we've had.
It's been great. You've got to hear about our isolation habits, how Emily is killing at isolation way better than I am.
We'll see about that next week. We'll have to do another update next week and see how we've traveled.
It's done wonders for my self-esteem, that's sure.
It's been an absolute pleasure. We will be back next week, and stay tuned to Joy, because it is all bangers and bops here and a lot of amazing content for your isolation.
As always.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Come with us as we take you to new heights. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.